smoke weed. I know this, but I'm gonna get you high. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
If you was 15 or 14 around 05, 06, around that time, you know that song.
Leave it to Trey to somehow relate it back to age. All right. So welcome to all the listeners who's been with us since season one started. Shout outs to all the listeners who just started this season, who are going back and listening to the older episodes, and shout outs to all the people listening to this for the first time, and especially the people who will probably never listen to this again. You guys are also important, you know what I'm saying? I understand if we're not your cup of tea, it is what it is. So pro tip. Listen, y'all, saving crumbs can come in handy. Don't let your mind make decisions for you based on what you have today. Because what you might have tomorrow isn't necessarily always guaranteed. You know what I'm saying?
What he's saying, y'all, save y'all fucking roaches.
Not even just the roaches. Like some of the weed that we got right now, like some of these exotic strains or whatever. Like, I have pieces of some of these joints that I haven't smoked all of the whole package. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And later on down the line, I'm probably going to smoke a blunt that's mixed of a bud of this and a bud of that and a bud of this. Oh, and that shit is going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? And of course, I could smoke it right now, but why? I got hella weed. You know what I'm saying? Why smoke all of just this one kind? Now, I know everybody else might not be in that position, but the general rule of thumb still applies. You know what I'm saying? If you're getting ready to buy some more weed today and you still got some left from the bag that you had yesterday, just tuck it to the side in your drawer for that day where you can't find no weed and you need something to smoke and you wish that you wouldn't have forced that last blunt out of that, you know what I'm saying, out of that Vic that you grabbed because you didn't need to. You're ready to go buy some more anyways.
Right. All right.
And we're also pushing our Wake and Bake playlist. So a lot of the songs that we've been playing on the episodes and just general songs that we like to listen to when we're smoking, we've put together on a playlist on Spotify as well as Apple Music. So you can get to those playlists from kjandchill.com.
Yes, sir.
And I won't advertise to you guys anymore. I'm definitely going to make an edit.
Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next.
All right. Stoner confession. This one was from a girl. A girl who said her name was Leslie. She said a work friend of hers had one of those sex toy parties.
Oh, Lord.
She went. Out of sympathy, she purchased a pair of edible panties. They were in her car for about a week. Then one time she was high, and she was in traffic, and she was hungry, and she couldn't get to any food. And she remembered that she had these edible underwear just sitting in her back seat. So Leslie reached in the back and pulled those edible undies out and ate them. What's the weirdest munchy situation that you've ever had? I know it's nothing on that level. You need any edible panties. You know what I'm saying?
Munchy situation. I'm not really I need to eat right after I smoke type of person. I'm not really a munchy. I don't know. I guess. Oh, all right. Back in high school. All right. Yeah. More when I first started smoking. So okay. Back in high school, my go-to munchy meal was hot dogs and eggs.
Hot dogs and eggs.
I'll boil some hot dogs, scramble some eggs, chop the hot dogs up, throw it in the eggs. You feel me? Ketchup all over. And I'm digging in.
Okay,
you
okay.
Feel me? I'm digging in.
I guess for me, it would always be like those Chef Boyardee. I don't even know if that's like a weird munchie, but like any of those Chef Boyardee, or if it was like a ravioli or anything like that. I'll open a can and just eat them shits.
Like not even warming them up.
Yep.
Oh man.
Just open it up and just eat them shits.
Savage move. Savage move.
I done had like crazy munchies. Just open up a can of ravioli and just smash them shits.
That's crazy.
Didn't think nothing about it. All right, so we were talking about choosing the correct right strains to grow, so we'll focus on indoor strains right now. Now, three of the most important factors that you're going to want to focus on, like I said, are height and space, speed and yield, aroma and taste. And this is going to be for your indoor plant that you decided to grow. After you sourced your seeds, you wrote down your list of your different outcomes and what you wanted your plant to be. And now you're getting ready to go ahead and do the damn thing and fucking grow the shit. So, there's two major subspecies of cannabis. You already know. We explained to you that indicas grow differently than sativas do. It doesn't mean that you're limited to just indoor genetics when you're growing inside. It just means that you're going to have to allow for a certain amount of space when you're growing sativas, and you're also going to want to clip your plants in a certain way. You're going to want to think about your flowering cycle. You're going to want to think about your watering cycle. You're going to want to think about all these things and take them into account. Like, actually make a chart and act like you already had the plant going. When would you need to have light on it? When would you need to have dark on it? When would you need to have water? When would you need to have this? And make sure that you can create an accurate time schedule, something that's realistic. You don't want to set yourself up for something that you can't actually do because it doesn't fit your work schedule or your regular life schedule. So, you know what I'm saying? Realistically, think that this is not some shit where you can just stick it in a pot, stick it in the closet, and then one day it's just going to be this great, beautiful bud. Like, no, you got to do some actual work with it. Auto-flowering genetics are probably a good way to go. Now, they usually go from seed to harvest in around 8 weeks. They're ideal for some beginner growers just because you don't have to worry about making a mistake in the flowering process. These seeds are already, I guess, engineered to autoflower on themselves. I'm probably going to get some auto-feminized and some autoflower seeds to start with myself when I make my first strain, just because I want a direct path to at least getting through the mechanics of growing a strain. And then I'll really get into my technique of how I want to grow it. So, let's see. We're going to roll up and catch a vibe, and then we're going to come back and talk about this cereal milk by Cannabiotics. Now, I wanted some cereal milk from Cookies, and obviously, last week's episode, even though we smoked that Ocean Beach, I was talking about stuff that had to do with cereal milk and top five cereals and all that shit like that, really because I had planned on smoking cereal milk during that episode. Then Trey went out and found some cereal milk, but it was from this other cultivator called Cannabiotics. And Cannabiotics also made Tropicana, which right now on this trip, it may not be the strongest of the strains that we've had, but it is at this point probably one of my favorites. I'm almost ready to put it into my group of favorite strains ever, just because of the flavor of it. The flavor profile of that Tropicana is unmatched.
This cannabis company, they have a lot of citrusy flavors,
right?
You know what I'm saying? I also picked up something else from them that was real citrusy and fruity.
Okay.
That type of, yeah. But This from what is this stands for? Cannabiotics.
Yeah.
The cereal milk is a hybrid, 70% indica, 30% sativa.
That shit is like 30-something%. Yeah. 33.
Yeah, 33% THC.
Sheesh.
0.09% CBD. So it even has the I like this packaging. It has the effects. It's joyful, relaxing, euphoric.
Right.
So
I seen that it's a cross between strawberry lemonade and Thin Mints.
Mm-hmm.
You could see that it's caked out in crystals, as you seen when you were rolling it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's from a company that's based out of California and Nevada. So there might be some other strains that are, regional to Vegas area, Nevada, that right. We don't have out here. But Cannabiotics is a company that I kind of want to look at a little bit more.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because we got a couple of strains from them that was real good.
The Y strain is something that I also think we need to try too, because if you think about it, Snowman cross with the Y strain
mm-hmm.
is part of the genetics that makes the cookie version of cereal milk.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry lemonade and Thin Mints are the genetics that make up the cereal milk that we're going to smoke right now.
Mm-hmm.
We had Snowman before. Mm-hmm. We did Snowman on one of the bonus episodes of season one. So the Y strain, I kind of want to try that out too, because I've been looking for some of these parent strains that I see as like a common denominator mm-hmm. in a lot of other strains that we've tried, just to see what the parent strains are like and then try to pick out that characteristic in like the child plant. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right. Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to roll up and catch this vibe and then we'll be back with some high thoughts. Part of it,
yeah,
wasn't overwhelming,
right? On right. This joint. It was a settled taste. It wasn't like something that go directly hit the back of your throat. Pause. Yeah, I like it.
Now this makes me want to get the cookies version of it even more, so I can compare the two cereal milks to each other.
Right.
All right. Well, I thought.
Uh huh.
Now let's say that you get $5 million, right?
Uh huh.
But you have to make a statement, which like 99% of everybody 100% disagrees with.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to like stand by it. You know what I'm saying? Like uh-huh. this is something that you have to just like live by.
Uh-huh.
But you get $5 million.
Uh-huh.
What would it be?
A quote?
No.
What do you mean?
Basically, you have to publicly agree with something that everyone else disagrees with.
Oh, what would that be for $5 million?
For $5 million.
Damn. oh. For $5 million, I disagree that Russell Wilson is the man he said he is. Do that count? I think he's actually worse than Future.
We've had this conversation before.
And that's why I'm disagreeing for $5 million.
Okay. I guess I can let you get that. You all know right, what I'm saying?
All right. Well, all right. What is yours?
I don't even know.
Yeah. Exactly. So it was, you thought you were just going to roll right along.
I thought I was going to catch you out there. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I thought I was going to catch you out there.
Nope. But disagreeing for Russell Wilson for $5 million would do it.
For $5 million, I disagree that only women are supposed to get gifts on Valentine's Day.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And that's
I'm on that ledge right there. I'm on that ledge, you know what I'm saying? I live on that ledge, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they'll get mad at that one.
All right, so what's the biggest shift in internet culture that you've seen, like, over the past, let's say, 5 to 10 years?
Definitely music downloading. We went from LimeWire to iTunes to Apple Music and different streaming companies and that type of thing. So I think, you feel me, we also went from CDs to MP3s to, you feel me, Bluetooth or whatever, how you want to deliver it. But
right,
the way we get music is totally different from even 5 years ago, 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm looking at, like, the birth and the death of WorldStar. Like, WorldStar betting on the wrong thing, going in the opposite direction of what they originally were intended for, and then losing when everybody just started taking the videos that they would normally send to WorldStar
right.
and posting them to their own feeds.
Right.
Like, the Instagram video and the Instagram story became the new WorldStar. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't have to go to WorldStar anymore. WorldStar started out as a hip-hop site.
Right.
But then they caught a lick when niggas started sending them in the videos because niggas wasn't thinking. Everybody was filming the viral videos and giving them to WorldStar.
Right.
WorldStar's making a killing over there off this shit.
But then now you could go viral off your own shit now.
And then niggas don't want to send they hip-hop to WorldStar no more because, I mean, if your shit, listen, if your shit is a hit on WorldStar, that doesn't mean that it's going to translate into real anything.
Right.
There's a lot of WorldStar hip hop hits out there that niggas paid some company to promote your shit there for and have a bunch of bots play it a bunch of times and shit like that. But for real, like, I mean, there's a couple niggas who get on off that, but nobody really wants to send their music there anymore.
Right. Yeah. It's not a major outlet no more. Yeah. Right. I agree. Right.
Yeah. Definitely the videos. The videos is the shift. You know what I'm saying? Everything became visual. And I'm just saying in general, in the internet, you know what I'm saying? Like everything just became visual.
Right.
Like it got more and more and more with the pictures, more and more and more with the videos. Right. The videos became easier to create, easier to edit, easier to share. You could do all this stuff straight directly from the device in your pocket, and video became the medium. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Technology is definitely upped everything in a sense, because technology has to do everything we just need. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So, high thought.
Uh huh.
What movie would you want to see retold from the bad guy's perspective?
Because
usually when you see a movie, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if you see some of the storyline from the bad guy's point of view, you're really seeing the movie from the point of view of the hero, so to speak.
Right.
So the bad guy, whatever his agenda is automatically wrong because that's whose perspective we're seeing it from.
Right.
What movie would you want to see from the other point of view, the bad guy's point of view?
Some of the infamous, definitely Scar from Lion King, Thanos.
Yeah.
From, Marvels.
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting to see.
And one I can't wait to see to come out is Kanan. The Kanan story.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see that story. I don't know. Maybe a El Chapo story, or like directly, I don't know, he's dead now, but
right,
directly from his perspective.
From his perspective, right. Because, like, I mean, obviously, any film that we see based on him, he's going to be a criminal.
Right.
A bad guy.
Right.
Someone who, whoever the perceived good guy, the hero is, right?
Right.
What do they call him, the protagonist?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Whoever he is, he's going to be the motherfucker that everybody's looking at as good.
Right.
El Chapo, he'd be looking at be the motherfucker everybody looking at as bad.
Right.
I'd want to see it from his perspective of
the way he was thinking.
Right, the way he was thinking of how
what
he
led even, him to the things that he started doing in his cycle, in his psychological mind state of the things he was doing. You know what I'm saying?
Because think about it. I don't use the word dealer, but every curator started from one transaction.
Right.
It everything starts from the first transaction, right?
Uh-huh.
So whatever the motivation was for that first transaction, it set off this series of events that led you to become whoever you are.
Uh-huh.
I think that that's a story worth telling.
Right. He not dead. Is he dead?
I'm not sure.
I don't think he's dead.
Like, they tried to do it with the Joker, but they did that, like, all, like, theatrical. I never even seen the movie, so I'm not going to try to judge it.
Right,
but
right.
I heard the mixed reviews from the movie. Some people said it was amazing. Some people said it wasn't. It was strange. But, but yeah, movies like that, I think, would be dope if they told some more bad guy origin stories. You know what I'm saying? So we can understand why the bad guy became the bad guy. Because sometimes I think the bad guy got a valid reason why he wants to fuck up Gotham City. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
All right. So last high thought. If your last text message is written on your t-shirt, what does your t-shirt say?
Oh, shit.
Can you tell us what your t-shirt says?
Yeah. What you doing? This sounds simple. Yeah. What you doing? Yeah, what? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Mine says, yeah.
And by the way, I didn't get a text back from that, so that's okay.
Oh, man.
Some Skittles, I get something to drink, because I got the munchies. I've been smoking dope. I got the munchies.
Smoking dope.
All right, so for the munchies today, for the munchies today, we got this closed on Sunday chicken sandwich recipe. Now, this is basically a replica Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich recipe. I tweaked some of the ingredients so you can make an infused version of it if you would like to. It is a very involved recipe, so I'm not going to read it right now. But it's definitely in the show notes with the link that goes back to our website so you can look at the recipe completely there. But I will give you a recipe for this infused buffalo chicken dip, something that is perfect for any holiday party. You're going to want to use 4 ounces of cannabis butter and 23 ounces of Frank's Red Hot Sauce. That's the sauce that I tend to use if I'm making the sauce. You're going to melt the butter in a saucepan, add the entire bottle of the hot sauce, then allow it to simmer for about 4 minutes. Then once you take the sauce, you can store it for up to 14 days in the refrigerator inside of an airtight container. And from there, you can use this to make like buffalo hot wings that were infused. Mm-hmm. But we're going to use it as our sauce for our buffalo chicken dip. And then really, you can just follow any of your favorite buffalo chicken dip recipe and use this instead of the hot sauce. So whenever it calls for the hot sauce, use this infused hot sauce that we use taking the can of butter that we already learned how to make and mixing it with some Frank's Red Hot. And I also have a recipe for this buffalo chicken dip in a link in the show notes, and it will take you back to the website. So we're going to catch a vibe, then come back and catch these fives. And then we're going to get out of here because we smoked that hybrid and it was heavy on the indica and I'm getting sleepy.
And I'm already asleep.
All right.
High as shit. Damn. All right.
Rung up vibes. Oh, yeah. Who got vibes?
Who got vibes?
Who got vibes? Where's your vibes? Where's your vibes? Who putting up on the sack? Who got vibes?
All right. Top 5 fast food chicken sandwiches of all time.
Oh, damn. You, son, you're a little bit psychic because I was just thinking about the chicken sandwich I just ate.
Okay.
Definitely Fat Burger.
Fat Burger?
Definitely. Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken sandwiches. I like the original chicken sandwich from Burger King. I fuck with the long joint, no homo.
Yeah.
You feel me with cheese?
I don't really like that joint, but I know you like that joint. You get it all the time.
Yeah, I fucks with it. I don't know. But I get it is funny because that's all I get is chicken sandwiches.
When right. I would think that you'd be like bang, bang, bang,
right,
bang.
Right. But that fat burger joint was just smacking. Uh-huh. I don't know. See, my place, I go like the little poppy spots and shit like that.
Okay.
Little, I don't know.
That count as a place. We'll count that as a place.
The poppy spot. Oh, man, one more.
The poppy spot.
Chicken sandwiches. Oh, shit. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. All right, go ahead.
All right. So, I'm definitely putting Chick-fil-A in there.
Okay.
I've never had the fat burger joint.
You got to get
it. I don't like the original chicken sandwich at Burger King, but I do like the crispy chicken sandwich, right?
Crispy chicken joint.
All right. Now, I also like the original chicken sandwich from KFC.
Okay. I was thinking about that, too.
All right. Now, after that, it starts to get a little bit shady, right? But because I like KFC chicken tenders, yo.
Right.
I think those chicken tender sandwiches are not bad.
What chicken tender? The little snack sliders?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think that those are something that's slept on because...
Nah, I eat those. I fuck with them.
Niggas don't really go to KFC like that.
Right, not no more. You ain't gonna put Popeye's chicken sandwich in?
Nah.
I never had it.
I have it and I liked it, but it's not in the top five of all time.
See, I never had it.
Yeah.
What else?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
That is a hard one.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a hard question.
So you gotta put the Popeye's in there.
Nah, I can't put it in there.
You can't think of nothing else.
Oh, the Wendy's joint.
Which one? I ain't had that.
The spicy chicken.
I don't like spicy chickens. No.
You don't like?
Nah, I ain't like the spicy chicken.
I just cheated. I was just trying not to put Popeyes in that shit. I refuse to put fucking Popeyes in there. All right. I am fucking tired of shit. Any trophies?
Yeah. Shout out to... L.A. Cannabis Company in Inglewood, man. Me and Sam slid through. He picked up, he ain't even opened his package yet. He picked up some Marathon OG.
Okay.
And some strawberry lemonade, I think. That's a strawberry lemonade something. I picked up the cereal milk, some
Strabonati,
and
some... That shit got me lean right now.
What's the other one I got? L Orange or something like that.
Yeah, all that shit.
Yeah, all of them is 27 and above in THC percentage. So, yeah, we are smacked.
And with that being said, we're out of here.
Yes, sir. All right.